Malachim Aleph Perichov Beis, Pasachov Tes. Mechayhu the Navi has been hustled off in chains to be dropped into a pit somewhere with a little bit of bread and water. A public confrontation between the false Nevi'im of Baal and Asherah and the true Navi Mechayhu has left Klal Yisrael presumably a little bit ill at ease. But Vayal Melch Yisrael Bihoshavan Melch Yehuda Ramos Kilot. But the king of Yisrael, again, the same reference, the king of Yisrael. It's interesting that we never call him Achav. He's an empty throne at this point. There is no man on that throne. He's a dead man walking. So the king of Yisrael and Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, went up to Ramos Gilad. Yehoshaphat had promised to fully support Achav in battle, would not forsake him. It seems apparent that Yehoshaphat felt that Achav was making a very big mistake. Now, he and his people had not been told not to go. The prophecy was not directed towards them. It was directed only towards Achav. So Yehoshaphat seems to have confidence that he doesn't have to fear for his life. It was only Achav Mechayhu who said would be killed. Only the people of Yisrael would be sheep without a shepherd. The people of Yehuda would not lose their leader. But Yehoshaphat is definitely, make no mistake about it, he is definitely making a mistake by going up with him. But nevertheless, he honored his commitment. And so up he is going to go. On their way up to Ramos Gilad, allies himself to a cause he knows is futile, the Abarbanel says. But as we were just saying, from the man Loez, the Abarbanel, he doesn't feel like he's in danger. Lamed, Vayomer Melech Yisrael El Yehoshaphat. So the king of Israel said to Yehoshaphat, Hischapes vavova milchama. I will disguise myself. Hischapes. So, chapes means to search out. In this case, hischapes, hispael, he's the subject and the object. I am going to get disguised. I'm going to get dressed up. And that way I'm going to go to war. In other garb, the atal levash bigodecha, you wear your own clothes, your royal raiment. Now, quite clearly, Achav is suddenly a very nervous man. And he thinks, well, if I'm not dressed like Achav, if I'm dressed like a king, then I'm safe. So I'll dress like a regular soldier or an officer or something. And you wear your royal raiment, v'yischapes melech Yisrael, v'yavo b'melchama. And so the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. It's prudent to be inconspicuous. That's the Art Scrolls translation of this, which is very well put. He knew that Ben-Hadad hated his guts. He knew he was going to be a primary target. Please keep in mind, as we've been saying for many days now, this battle was completely unnecessary. It had not been prompted by any direct action. Aram was ignoring Yisrael. Yisrael was ignoring Aram. This was totally foolishkeit on the behalf of Achav to go and try to take back a city that had been lost something like two generations or longer earlier. Nobody even remembered Ramos Gilad being Jewish at this point. But here we go. Lamed Aleph, Melech Aram, Tziva Esare HaRechav Asher Lo. The king of Aram commanded the officers of his chariots, Shloshim Ushnayim, 32 of them, Lamor, saying, remember that the chariot in ancient world is the tank of the ancient world. It is the unstoppable battle force that ordinary infantry can never even hope to slow down. It'll run you down and trample you over, and there's 32 of them. And Lamor said, Ben-Hadad, Lo si lochamu es katon ve'es gadol. Do not fight with either the small nor the great. Ki im es melech Yisrael levado. Only with the king of Yisrael, only with Achav alone. It's fascinating. Achav is in so much danger and he has no clue that he has walked right into it. The army of Aram does not care about the Jews. The army of Aram does not care about Ramos Gilad. The army of Aram knows the only reason that there is a war at Ramos Gilad is because of Achav. Once he gets killed, they are very well aware, say all the Mefarshim, that the rest of the army will just vanish. And that'll be the end of it. Abandon the battle and they'll go home. They're not interested in fighting this war, Yisrael, or Yehuda, who's just fighting out of an alliance. As soon as he's dead, battle is over. Now, some say that the army of Aram would have been willing to kill out the Jews too, but they knew that step one, right off the bat, was killing Achav. And the Mefarshim don't talk about this, but it seems pretty clear that living through humiliation and mercy made Ben-Hadad hate Achav with the force of 1,000 sons. When somebody humiliates you and then takes pity on you and thus humiliates you even more, you hate that person. Many Chassidus Shemaisas, Satmar Rebbe, others, saying, why does he hate me so much? I never did anything good for him. Good intentions only lead in one direction. And from the beginning, for Achav, this is a war of glory and triumph. For all of Aram, this is a one-man war. Take down the king. When you come for the king, you best not miss, as they said in The Wire. And that's what they're here to do. And the orders given by Ben-Hadad are very clear.